Here at the Bayer Ag Issues Forum, I'm visiting with Dr. Jennifer Walker, and I know, Jennifer, that you work for Dean Foods. You were on a panel talking about transparency in the food supply chain. What does that mean to you and Dean Foods? How do you address that concept?
Yes, that's been a challenge, and I think one of the folks on our panel said it best when he said, when we talked the other day, is transparency is accountability. And then the struggle is to figure out what accountability looks like. You know, how do we measure that on the farm? What do we look for? So if we look from an animal welfare aspect, which is my focus and specialty, what does good welfare look like? How do we measure that? And how do we make sure that we can develop a system that accounts for the diversity in farming? So it's not about necessarily how you house something, you know, it's not the size of the pen or how, you know, those sorts of things, but really focusing on the cow. And so for us right now, that's what transparency looks like. It's being accountable, and then it's being able to verify. So what can I share with you and prove to you that we are doing what we say we're doing? We can't just, it's not about just, you know, having great talking points and sharing a story. It's about knowing what our truth is and being able to verify our truth.
So does this apply to, for you as Dean Foods, kind of like both sides, where you maybe source your product from and then who you deliver that product to, that it's kind of on both sides of the equation?
Yeah, I mean, we have to deal with the farmers we buy milk from, and then the cooperatives we also buy milk from. And then, you know, so it comes at us from all sides, really. From the accountability side, it's more, you know, from the farm, and then we, you know, deal with raw milk in our plants. We have the same pressures at the plant level with regard to quality, safety, auditing. I mean, we get audited like crazy to meet the standards of our customers. I mean, it's just, we've been living this sort of verification world for years at the processing level, and now it's just kind of moving back, you know, further down the chain. And so
how would you describe how some of the new technology has affected that? Has it been more helpful in order to do this and be able to verify your claims or, you know, what have you?
Yeah, you know, I'll admit we haven't in this realm of agriculture use the technology to our benefit. I think we're starting to figure it out. I think from a welfare perspective, again, specific to that, we are trying to look at ways to figure out, are there ways to use technology to measure welfare? How can we do that? We haven't quite sort of cracked that code yet, and so we're not really using it to its full advantage yet, I don't think.
I heard some interesting comments on your panel. What did you hear that kind of thought were some standout points that you took away from your own panel?
You know, what I loved was that, you know, having never met this panel before last night, and then even the conversation today, you know, we're three very different products, three different markets. And yet the similarities of the pressure amongst us all, and really to me what came across when you talked from John and Dan, that when, you know, I think everybody expected us to look upon sort of the niche market guy as the enemy. And I think all of us said, no, we need you. You're great. You're relevant. There's got to be choice. I welcome you in the market. There's room in this for everyone. And I think some folks were probably surprised that we didn't want to just, you know, badmouth everything and you know, just kind of be down on that section. And so I thought that was, I kind of had a feeling that kind of took everybody back when, you know, the conventional beef producer was like, no, I'm glad he's here, you know, that's great. And so I think that was key, because I think we need to get past that sort of sense that we're, again, that there's not enough room for everyone. There's plenty of room for everyone.
Well, we heard, I'd say, some disagreement kind of throughout even the start of this conference on, you know, is there a war going on here, you know, against food or against agriculture? And I think a lot of that is how you define that, too. But regardless of where you stood on that, I did get a sense that everybody does feel some pressure of, you know, changes that are taking place in terms of how information is communicated, how truthful that might be or not,
right.
and what can we all do that are in this, any part of the food industry, really, to help make sure that our customers, our consumers are getting the right information.
Yeah, I think that's probably our biggest challenge. You know, I think it's the easy path is to try to, bash other folks to make someone look bad so you can look better. And I think as an industry, we all need to try our best to work with each other and recognize our strengths and promote our strengths and really not, you know, trying to talk poorly about any part of ag, I don't think ever serves agriculture well, ever. Even I think eventually it hurts yourself, and so I think we really kind of need to galvanize around that. It's not about making the other guy look bad. It's about making yourself being able to showcase yourself and the good that you do, and again, being honest and truthful about it, and not sort of setting up false expectations or being manipulative with your language and that sort of thing.
Innovation was another word we heard a lot here. Just before we close here, when it comes to Dean Foods, anything you might say looking ahead that, ways that Dean Foods is working on new innovations, anything you might want to point to?
Yeah, I would say, our most recent success, I would say, and we touched on it a little bit with regulations affecting us, the school lunch program and those sorts of things. Our greatest innovation of late, in my opinion, because I love it, is Truman. We've looked at a chocolate milk that because of limitations on school guidelines, we had, if we wanted to keep chocolate milk in front of kids, we had to meet those new standards. And so no high fructose corn syrup, lower levels of sugar, all of those things. And that's still a good-tasting, great-tasting quality product that the kids want to use. We had to innovate to keep that in the school lunches. So we were like, if you don't keep chocolate milk in front of kids, they're just not going to drink milk. And so we know it's healthy, it's good for them. And so I think that was one innovation. And then I think as we look forward, we have to grapple with some limitations of what, the government decides what defines milk. So we have to work around a lot of these little things. But we're working on it, whether it's looking at high protein drinks, things that people are looking for. And I think looking at, freshness, the ability to keep things fresher, longer, I think hopefully we'll have some innovations around, the easy carry, the transportability of a product and things like that. So it's a challenge because people, I think so many people just think of milk as this thing, always in this white jug,
Right.
So we kind of have to re-innovate around that. And it's a challenge, but we're working on it. But I think Truman was probably our greatest success in that regard.
And there are still places where you can have it delivered to your doorstep,
yeah.
Yes. I think that pretty much covers what we got time, because I know there's some other people that would like to talk to you. Thank you very much, Dr. Jennifer Walker with Dean Foods, for talking with me here at the Bayer Ag Issues Forum. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.